This episode of Matt and Pat, sponsored by KM Service, Automotive Repairing and Servicing, 310-398-9539, 11216 Washington Boulevard, Culver City, California, 90230, Lubrication.
Well, that's his specialty. That's what it says. It says lubrication on his business card.
We're so popular, we're doing sponsorships
now. We do. Well, because, you know, I went and had my car smogged, and it passed. In fact, the smog technician, I guess that's what they're called, right? Smog technician. He was actually really cool. My smog technician guy was like...
What was his name?
Oh, you know, I don't know. Oh. The place is right by Mark's. It's a national...
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Smog technician guy, whatever it is.
I know. You're talking about the place right down the street from Mark's.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he didn't know about KM Auto Service.
And
which I'm not surprised, because here's the thing. Like,
and Mark's, that's funny, because Mark is the one who recommends the guy to all of us.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. Okay, Mark's place is awesome. Like, you really do want to take your car there. And I'm not saying that just because, like, we're buddies, because he really does, like,
he does a good job, yeah.
And he's totally honest, which how rare is that in the automotive repair industry?
Right.
He's not going to rip you off. He's going to do a good job.
Well,
right?
my AC in my car doesn't run now when my car is sitting idle.
Yeah.
It's like you feel the motor like that or whatever. So, but if I'm driving, I can flip it on. So I flip it on while I'm driving. And then when I come to a stoplight, I turn it off. And then when I start to go, I turn it back on again. So I asked him at your birthday party. I said, what is that? And he's like, oh, sounds like the clutch plate is slipping. I'm like, hey, can you do that? He's like, nope.
Well, that's the thing.
So he's honest.
He's an old school car mechanic.
Right.
Right. And I mean, it's funny because it says lubrication down here. Well, it also says accessories.
So, accessories.
So
and
check
lubrication.
That out. So, you know, I mean, you got to worry about the quiet ones, right? So, but no, here's the thing. Okay, he's on the corner of Washington and Sepulveda in Culver City. Beautiful Culver City. But here's the thing. Like, he has the phone, so you can call him, obviously, right? Because did he give the phone number?
Yes, I gave the phone number. Right. And he doesn't open until, like, 11 in the morning.
Well, that's the thing, right? So he's not there until about 11.
He likes to sleep in.
He does like to sleep in. And he stays late, though, so he'll stay until, like, 7, right? But he doesn't have an answer machine. He doesn't have a web page.
Right.
There's no markings or any type of signs or anything on the actual building itself, because Culver City charges so much. Like, they just charge such
a fee.
He's
just on the corner.
He's just on the corner. So you know, when you go there, it's going to be a block cylinder building. And in front of his auto shop is the Goodwill. So you'll know you're you know, it's right there when you see the Goodwill right there on Sepulveda.
It's Sepulveda and Washington.
Right. So take your car in there and, you know, tell them Matt and Pat sent you. And
you'll get absolutely no discount.
Well, maybe you might. You might.
Hey, you never know.
You might. You might get the, you know, Matt and Pat
discount.
So there you go. And his dad is still working, Mr. Maranaka.
His dad is awesome. I love Mark's dad.
Yeah, he has a great sense of humor. So there you go.
Yeah, he laughs at Mark all the time.
And, well, he laughs at me too. He does. And I'm drinking grape juice.
Well, that's good for you.
Yes,
for the heart. From the Tonight Show mug.
Yes, when I went to the Tonight Show in honor of our little John Carter group that I'm in. We won a sequel. So if you go to Facebook, our group that I'm a member of is like Take Me Back to Barsoom, because Barsoom is the word for Mars in the Martian language.
Aha.
And a little bit of backstory. So Edgar Rice Burroughs, who created Tarzan, also created John Carter back in the early 1900s. And so he wrote these like 11 books, and they're very short. They're like 100 pages each. You can totally, you know, it's old school. It's like really the first kind of science fiction-y stories.
Okay.
And so he wrote these books. In fact, did you know Tarzana was founded by Edgar Rice Burroughs?
Really?
I didn't know that, but then I was reading about the history of Edgar, you know, Edgar Rice Burroughs, and it talked about Tarzana. And I'm like, oh, of course, he named it after Tarzan.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Well, he made so much money off of Tarzan and John Carter that he came out here to the West and he basically bought all of this acreage.
Wow.
Kind of similar to like Hearst, right?
Hearst Castle.
Similar type of like just bought a bunch of land, had a bunch of cattle and pigs and chickens and geese.
Except he doesn't electrocute horses. His patrons watching his movies.
Huh? No. And, you know, no Rosebud there.
Fall
right?
asleep.
And so there's Tarzana. But anyway, so you know, Disney put out John Carter film, and they didn't market it very well, unfortunately.
Yeah, slight. Yeah, that's an understatement.
I won't go there for the show right now. But anyway, but Taylor, what's his name? Kish? I'm probably pronouncing his name wrong, because I'm bad with names. But he's the guy that played... John Carter in the film, like he did a cool job as John Carter, kind of the wounded, you know, kind of the hurt, wounded hero motif.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought Mad Up, a Blu-ray.
Yeah, you did. Thank you very much.
So we're going to watch it later on.
Indeed. After the epic conclusion of Harry Potter for you. Oh, yes. By the way, did I tell you my iTunes server is not working right now, so we can't watch Harry Potter today.
Oh, we can't? What?
I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
But that was a good look on
you know,
your face.
I want to see, you know what? Like, I was thinking about this because I thought,
For those who didn't know, Pat wanted to spend the night and watch 6,
I
7,
did.
8.
I wanted to watch them because I wanted to find out what happened, right? Like, what's the deal? You know? So, we got through what? 5 or 4?
5.
We got, and there's we did 3 one, more, right?
We did 1 and 2, and then you saw 3, 4, and 5. And then today we're going to do 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah, okay. So yeah. We have 3 to go, plus yes. John Carter.
It's actually, to be honest with you, it's really you're only going to see 2 films.
Oh, I'm not going to see the last one?
No. 6 is a film of its own.
Oh, I see. But it's like a 2-parter?
Yeah, well, 7 and 8 is a 2-parter, but 7 and 8 should have really been 1 film.
I see.
They just, they wanted to
make more money.
They wanted to make more money, and they wanted to throw in a little bit more of a story.
Which I can respect that, because who doesn't want to make money?
Because 7 is really, 7 and 8 are really 1 film.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's the epic conclusion.
Yeah.
And then Harry goes to college.
And yeah. And
he goes to USC.
And then he takes all his clothes off and does plays and stuff like that.
That's true. He was doing that play in London? And he was
in
all Mr. Naked Wizard with his wand out.
Well, he had his wand out.
So, you know, Harry Potter in the prawn industry. Right? No, but you know, I really want to see a movie about Snape. Is that his name? Snape?
Professor Snape.
I want to, you know what? Because I was thinking about this while I was driving yesterday.
But here's the deal. You're going to see 3 movies about Snape.
Okay, good. Because I want more Snape-ish.
It's 7, or I'm sorry, 6 is going to be start focusing on him, and then you're going to see in 8 a plot twist that's going to blow your mind.
Okay. About Snape.
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. Yeah. And or Harry Potter, and or... what's that guy?
Voldemort. And I have my Voldemort right here.
Does it work?
Oh yeah. There's a little wand here. See, you turn.
All right. So I have the wand in my hand.
Pick up your wand, Potter, and then you like here.
Oh, I get to choose whichever button I want to push, or.
Here, I'll show you how it works. Okay. Essentially, you learn. We're playing with a plastic Voldemort and a plastic wand, but you push like battle mode.
Accessories. It's accessories.
So. One player. Here we go. And then you do different spells by pushing in button combinations.
Oh, okay.
That's how it works.
I got you. So it's similar to your
is it no different
little shooter.
Other than you push buttons and you go.
Oh, his eyes are red.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and his teeth gnash. Wow. Now wait, are his eyes red in the movie?
I guess. I don't know.
Or is that just to add extra scary effect?
Probably, yeah.
And of course, he has no nose. Well, he kind of has a nose, I guess.
You know what's interesting is in the films, there's a regular actor playing that, and,
Ralph Fiennes,
and his and the whole flat nose thing isn't a prosthetic; it's actually CG replaced.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. Here we go.
Ralph Fiennes rocks. He's a movie that I highly recommend called The English Patient.
Okay, level 1.
I think you'd be dead by now if you were facing him.
Well, now we're battling. I got
to
remember.
I don't think he'd wait for you to check out like your wand setting.
Expelliarmus, here we go. And then you go.
Oh, wow. I guess you got him because his eyes are...
Yeah.
Oh, his brow even.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of... Does his head explode when you, like, beat him up?
So you do that.
Like confetti comes out.
Yeah, you do that, and he goes, aah! And he's like, next time, Harry Potter, blah, blah, blah.
That's cool.
So, anyways, enough
of this. I mean, but I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know, I really, like, part of me, I really don't care about Harry Potter. I care more about Snape.
Yeah, Snape is a good character.
I mean, you know, it's like, there's more to Snape than meets the eye, obviously.
Oh,
and
you'll see.
And I guess now I'll see more as I watch it. But I just thought, like...
Everyone who's seen Harry Potter is like, yes, can we get to episode 3? So Pat goes, no, I get it!
And I like the tree.
The Whomping Willow.
Yes.
Yes.
The tree, Snape, and Henry? Harry? What's his... No, not...
Ron.
Yes. I like Ron, just for his facial expressions.
How do you feel about the castle? The architecture of the castle.
Oh, of the school?
Yeah, or the school, yes.
Oh,
huh? Yeah.
I would live there.
Yeah, that's a neat one.
I'd live there. I mean, how cool...
The stairs freak
like,
me out.
Can you imagine all of the paintings? Like, mm-hmm. if you had, like, paintings that were, quote-unquote, alive...
Right.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be interesting.
I could just imagine the type of paintings I'd have in my collection.
Yeah, that'd be freaky, though, man. If you get naked and they're like, oh, ho, 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 ho. Put that wand out.
What is seen cannot be unseen. Oh yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some things that are.
Oh. Well, here we go. Here's a wand lead in. Here we go. Okay. So Obama now is in L.A.
Yes.
I guess he's leaving today.
Thank God.
He came. What? Yesterday. And he's like charging what a couple $1,000 for his. You know, for the guests.
Well, that's
like
cheap. Look at the George Clooney thing that was like $45,000 or $50,000 a plate,
oh,
or something like that.
Oh, I have it somewhere in here. I like printed out a bunch of stuff on. I'll find it. But anyway, it's like really super expensive, right? I mean, who can afford it? I can't.
Yeah, I can't either.
You know, we should put together a luncheon and just charge $1,200 a plate, and we'll serve them like, I don't know, chicken McNuggets.
The pink slime.
And we'll just see who shows up. How awesome would that be?
But you gotta have a fancy name for it. So it's not called Chicken Nuggets.
We'll call it Lee Chicken McNuggets.
Lee Nuggets?
Lee Nuggets.
Lee Nug.
Yes.
Lee Nug.
And we'll serve sparkling grape juice.
Sparkling grape juice and Lee Nug.
No, okay. Okay, so here.
Wow,
so
wow, that would be great.
So he had a joke, right? So this is according to...
I think I read about this.
This is according to Politico.com, right? It's talking about at his fundraiser. This is what he said. Michelle outdoes me. Michelle outdoes me in push-ups as well. This is Obama speaking. After saying that she's taken some criticism on her technique because she doesn't go all the way down. Right. So I mean, that's what. How presidential is that? So, because she doesn't go all the way down.
Woo!
I read that and I thought, okay.
All the way down on what?
I thought, well, that's, right? So, so obviously he's making this, you know, reference to.
Yeah.
Some other wand stuff going on here, right?
This is sexual innuendos.
But I just thought, okay, now I'm not married, right? I'm not married. But if I was married and I was a public figure and I got up to give a speech at a fundraiser for $1,200 a plate.
I wouldn't be talking about my wife giving me a BJ.
I mean, but you just... I wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't either, man.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to get any after that anyway? I mean, okay, he's saying
speaking
that she
as,
doesn't,
speaking
but,
as a married man, I've come close to that in non-public situations, and I've gotten ripped for it. So...
Did the word get back to her?
Oh, she was there.
Oh, she's, okay. Well, I could see if Obama made that, you know, type of little joke among his friends or his confidants or you know, like just his buddies at the White House and they're playing a game of basketball or whatever, right?
Yeah. But you still have to be sensitive about it.
But I mean, no, there's no way.
Yeah.
In a public setting.
Yeah, public setting.
Especially when you're trying to be, you know, and he's representing his office
and the
at
nation,
a fundraiser
and the nation
that you, I mean, you know, I would just imagine like the wrath of Michelle right now, right?
I'd like to see Putin respond to that one. Ah, mine goes all the way down.
I just thought, wow, holy smokes, right? Like, I don't know, whatever. No. So there, okay, I get to throw that away. Do you have a...
yeah, it's right there. It's called the floor. Just add
right,
it on.
There you go.
Yeah, just add it into the pile.
All right, what else do I have here? Oh, I have a whole bunch of stuff.
A pile of shit on the floor, but I'm not going to say who that belongs to.
Because we're talking about...
I just got off of that subject.
Talking bad about wives, right? Holy smokes. What is this one? No, I don't want that one. I'll throw that one away. That's filler. I'll fill up the floor with that.
I can't wait for my wife to come home.
Here we go.
Why are you throwing this shit on my pile?
What time is she coming home?
Long time from now.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Charlie Sheen. We have to throw in a Charlie Sheen
story. Isn't the rumors he's now doing drugs again and he's talking about
winning?
Well,
I don't think he ever stopped. Yeah, see, you're on it. You are on it.
He's
rolling. Yeah, well, he's saying he's not winning.
No, yeah, right.
That's I thought that was really interesting. Like, you know, he goes through his whole debacle.
Public outcry.
Right? His whole public, meltdown. And
Tiger Blood, what an idiot.
Which was, all it was just, like an energy...
He was out of his mind. He was just out of his mind. That's all. The guy was high on dope.
Now, if I remember correctly, didn't he sign up for Twitter and then he had like a couple million people or more?
Yeah.
Just bam, overnight.
Yeah.
Sign up, and then he did his whole little Charlie Sheen winning tour, Tiger Bloods tour.
Yeah, right.
I mean, but he was making big money from it.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're Charlie Sheen fans, and maybe more power to him, but. At the same time, okay. Let me put it into this perspective. One homeless man eats bath salts or LSD or whatever, eats another man's face off. And didn't we touch on this last week?
A little bit.
Now then people are like, it's the zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
So if we have people in the world that will do that.
Oh, speaking of which, there's a video I watched today. Of this guy who dressed up, put his little makeup on and ripped his clothes up, and he was running around pretending to be a zombie, and one of his buddies was filming it just to kind of scare people.
Okay.
Right? And I guess, I'll just say he was in Florida, wherever he was, right? I think he was in Florida. And so they're in a parking lot, and this lady's getting out of her car, and he's, Mr. Zombie guy, and he goes over, and she, runs away. Right? Because, here's this guy, I would run away, too. Here's this guy all bloodied up, ripped up clothes, and you have this whole, crazy cannibal weirdo stuff going on.
Right.
Well, run away, off she goes. And then he starts chasing other people. And he goes into the park and he's chasing people around, they're all running, terrified.
Eat your brains.
And his buddies, filming it, probably laughing. And he gets to the basketball court.
Oh no.
Yes.
Oh no.
This is awesome. So
he's trying
he's trying to scare the basketball players, right? And they're standing there looking at him they're all like, this one guy goes up the chain fence, right? Which is smart. I thought, oh, this guy's smart, right? Because how is a zombie gonna, crawl up the fence? I guess he could, but whatever, right? Well, but the other guys were just standing there going uh-uh. And then they all charged him.
Nice.
And so then this guy's running away.
The zombie's running away.
I just thought that was brilliant.
Run away!
Charlie Sheen, I thought it was interesting. His whole winning was not really winning, because what a wreck.
Not winning at all. Nope.
So.
Lost his show.
Yeah. I mean, just how much did he lose? He lost a lot.
A lot.
He lost custody of his two children, right?
Well, that's the thing, though, how many freaking ex-wives does he have? He's got the chick from Denise Richards, and there's one or two kids from there.
And she was horrible in that James Bond film.
And then there's a Brooke Mueller girl, whatever the hell, or is that someone, I don't know.
Who knows? Okay, goodbye, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
I'm throwing that on the pile as
well.
What else?
Let's go watch Hot Shots.
Oh, here we go. Federal government. Okay, this is from the Washington Times. This is from their blog. Federal government sitting on $70 billion in unspent cash.
Well, I'm surprised it's that low.
$70 billion. And they want to do more, fees, taxes. We need more money.
How about they give us some of that money instead of charging me $1.40 now to drive down the carpool lane because they want...
Really? They're going to start doing
The 110 right here.
Okay.
10 miles, 10, 8 or 10 miles of the 110 and like 8 or 10 miles of the 10...
Okay.
The carpool lanes are now becoming express lanes, and the way it works is...
Oh, I have a headache now.
This is great. I'm driving down, and I see they put up signs, and of course they've got, pieces of wood covering where it says express, because they don't want people to know, but everyone knows. But then I'm driving down, and there's these poles that come over, and there's a camera pointing into each lane, and then there's this big antenna-looking thing. Looks almost like a when you see the cell phone towers,
right?
And they got those antennas all the way around.
Oh, okay. Yes.
If you take one of those and you turn it sideways, you got each one for the lane. I'm like, what the hell are they doing with the antennas? Turns out, in order to use these express lanes, whether you are a carpool or not, you have to go get a transponder installed in your car. Now, what a transponder is, it's the same thing that...
I don't like where this is going.
It's the same thing... Dude, it's the same thing I had in my flight simulator, which was, you know, you start talking and they say squawk a certain code. And you put in a code, you know, 1200 is the standard, you know, I'm not broadcasting. But they give you a special code, 3312, whatever, okay. And now the radar or the air traffic control can pick you up and know where you're at on the radar because you're broadcasting that code. So you go get a transponder installed in your car, and you're now permanently broadcasting a unique code related to your car.
It's your IP address.
It's your IP address or whatever.
Or your car.
So
right?
Now you're driving down, and then the antenna picks up in the lane you're in and your code and then dings you 25 cents.
Oh, I don't like this.
Or a maximum of like $1.40. And so, but they've said if you want to use it as a real carpool lane, meaning two or more people in the car, you can. You won't get charged, but you still have to install the transponder. Now, I'm sorry. If you're not going to have to pay anything, then why do you have to have a transponder?
It's
because they want to track you.
It's just a form of control.
Well, they want to track you.
And I say...
So now you're going to be... That's
just horrible.
So now it comes down to, you know, when is it going to become public knowledge that maybe the, you know, police department or something has the antennas built into their cars too? So if for any reason they suspect you of wrongdoing, they can now track your car no matter where it's at.
I just have a headache.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'm not.
So I'm, you know, 70. They have 70 billion, and they can track your car. I'm throwing that in the pot. Jerks. Okay, so well, that should come up for legislation, I would think, right?
Well, here they're doing it for a year as a test program.
Well, I.
And I'm like, well, for the next year, I'm not driving in the carpool lanes.
Wow.
I'm like, because if they're not going to charge you, what's the point of tracking?
Well,
you?
Well, I agree. It's another... Well, there's one article I was reading. I didn't print it out, but they're talking about in San Francisco, they're installing a bunch of video surveillance cameras in the different metro sections and subway whatnot areas. And they're going to somehow determine if you're a criminal or not before you do anything wrong.
Excellent. Well, that's that Tom Cruise movie.
Minority Report. So they're using some type of software that if someone's doing something out of the ordinary,
it's face that recognition they will,
that they will,
beyond.
You know, they'll call the, you know, they'll send a text or they'll send a call to the authorities.
And they'll show up.
And they'll say, like, hey, this guy over here on platform B is being weird. Because
they're going to have a computer algorithm that's going to monitor your mannerisms.
This isn't science fiction.
No. Nope.
It really, you know.
Well, Google Maps just...
Oh, I read about that as well. Yes.
Now, instead of driving around with a car and a camera, they're flying around in airplanes. And the airplanes are taking photos, so 3D photos. And then they've got... It's all automated. They've got computer algorithms that then calculate all the points of the building based on the angle and the sun and
the more,
year of the rat.
The more
I hear
about this stuff, the more I want to just go live at Walden's Pond. Tune out and just not have any of this.
I want to buy some land.
You know.
I want to buy some land and have my own house.
Like Tarzana.
And, yeah, well,
Let's go make our own little Tarzana. It's true.
You know.
Well, there's no Tarzana in Greece because here's a news article from, where is this from? Oh, Associated Press, right? Okay, here we go. Greek unemployment hits 21.9%.
21%.
So you know it's almost 22%, right? Because
our national average is what, 12?
Well, it's got to be high. You know, it's I bet it's higher than that.
And I think in LA where we were higher than the national average for a while, and now we're down to like 9%, I think, or 10.
20, you know, basically 22%.
That's more than one fifth of the country.
Yes.
Is out of work.
Well, here's a little blurb. It says young people have been most affected by the job losses. More than half, 52.8% of those in the 15 to 24 age group are out of work.
Wow.
So, you know, 15 to 24, over half are not working whatsoever.
Right.
You know, so...
Well, same thing here. They say, you know, now kids coming out of college...
They're not finding anything.
With a degree, and then they go work at McDonald's.
No. Serving...
Yeah.
Chicken McNuggets.
Pink slime.
Chicken McNuggets.
At $7.50 an hour or whatever.
Well, I mean, you know, you do what you have to, and that's all, you know, it's totally cool, but it's just sad that...
No, it's sad that you spend, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars...
And you can't find anything.
And then it doesn't pay off at all. I mean, you might as well invest in Facebook. You'll get a better deal, even though you still lose money.
Well, here's the thing, though, is the other economic big bubble, you know, we had the whole housing bubble, right? But now the whole issue of the student loans.
Yeah.
And how many people are now indebted because of their student loans? They can't find work, or they're working part-time, or what? And they...
Right.
How are they going to pay off
this
massive debt?
Yeah. Yep. And not only... At least the current amount of, you know, people enrolling, you know, into universities or college programs or whatever, they're actually better off, funny enough, because now the fees to go to college are so high that they can't do it in the first place.
So, my thought is...
So who's going to college?
Well, I mean, they made it so you have to go to college to have your degree in order to work. But I think now there's going to be a real shift where people are just going to be, you know what, I don't need to go.
Screw it.
I don't need to go to college. I don't need to blow $50,000 to $100,000.
I never went to college.
And you're doing very well.
Yeah.
So.
I've been self-employed 11 years.
There you go.
And I've been in.
You should advertise your services as well.
Nah, I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
there's a lot of people, probably some of you listening, that I don't want to work with.
That's the great thing about being self-employed, being your own boss.
I can be my own boss and choose who I want to work with. Yeah. There's many people who I've worked with once and go, you're a lunatic. I'm not coming back.
Like, good riddance.
Yeah. Just, it's unbelievable. There's some people that I get along with great, and there's no in-between. There's either people I get along with really great, or there's people that no way in hell that I ever want to do work with them.
And that's the beauty of what you do.
And generally, the people that I don't want to work with, it isn't because there's anything bad with them, it's usually because they're just so idiotic that they shouldn't have a computer in the first place. Like, I had one client, this was many, 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 many years ago.
Who took off his TCP/IP?
No, not that. Dude, I'd be happy to fix that.
Yeah.
No, this person had literally walked in, and very rich person, and maybe that's what it is. Maybe maybe some of these people... That I've worked with in the past that I don't work with any longer.
Sense of entitlement because they are.
I don't know what it is, but it's you walk.
Well to do.
I walk in and they have like 9 computers. They buy a computer every 3 months, and then they want their iPhotos on every computer to be the same. You're like, okay, you realize it's a bunch of images in a library in iPhoto, and you want me to make this the same on every of your 9 computers in your house, so that if you add one to one, it then goes to the other. If you add one to there, it goes to the other. And we're talking, this is not, we're talking 2 gigs of space. We're talking 500 gigs worth of photos, because these people, that's all they do is snap pictures all day. I take a lot of pictures too, but I have my photos here. Right? And that's where that's where they stay. Now, can that be done?
Oh, it can.
Can you sync that? Sure, you can. But it's a lot of it's more work.
It's
than
just
I'm,
silly.
Well, and it's not just it's silly, but it's like the minute one doesn't work, and it's not, and it's because of something stupid, like there's a bug in the program or some online sync service, whatever it is, whoever makes it doesn't work or they're down. It's so not worth my time. Because then that person wants to say, hey, I don't have to pay you because I paid you to set it up correctly. You see?
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so now it's not working correctly. Therefore they don't have
to.
It's my fault.
And
I don't
have to pay.
Right. So now I have to go on site and spend hours and hours and hours. And the way I learned, the reason why I do that is because I learned that from my old boss, who basically was kind of my business mentor, who taught me the. He never really sat down and told me anything. I just paid attention. And one.
Just learned through his experiences.
Learned through his experiences and working with him. And one thing that he would always do is resell. He'd resell hardware. And I don't know if that was profitable for him. Maybe it was. But he'd always put a 15% markup on everything. So someone would say, we need a printer. So then we would buy the printer. The company would buy the printer, whatever it is.
Oh, and, I see and then where this is going,
we'd
though.
Have the technician go on site, install it, blah, blah. But
if
a lot of times...
something wrong.
Yeah, a lot of times yes. we were the one responsible for it. Yeah. And so, you know, to me, there's too many problems that can occur in software. Too many little bugs that can pop up. I got a situation now where I've got a client who's using Outlook for Mac because they're on a hosted Exchange server. Okay? And suddenly, Outlook for Mac gets a beach ball all the time.
Didn't well, I have an issue with my hot corners.
Well,
but, now.
Well, yeah, that was resolved.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I just after I updated.
Yeah,
for
that,
my Mac.
Yeah, that was. I had the same problem where it's like you go hot corner for your screen.
And it won't work
anymore. Yeah.
Oh, so how did they resolve it?
I can fix that for you.
Okay.
And so, anyways, won't give away my trade secrets on the air. But anyway, so suddenly Outlook for Mac is working fine. Suddenly now it's a beach ball all the time. And it turns out that there was a – this guy was on like OS X 10.6.7. And between 10.6 – and then he did a bunch of updates. So he did 10.6.8 update, and there was a bunch of security updates, whatever this is that. One of those security updates is what's responsible for it.
Oh, interesting.
And it's some sort of quasi-weird certificate permissions – you know, Bisho, choose it and lose it, you know, your certificate is expired thing, whatever like that. But Apple caused the problem.
Yeah.
And I read through, there's a bunch of fixes for it. Try this, go into Keychain Access, do this, blah, 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 blah. All the fixes didn't work.
I hate the keychains.
And so the only thing, aside from that, that will fix it is you have to upgrade to 10.7. You know, and it's not, and so it's like, okay.
And if you don't have a computer that can take it.
Well, that
you can't do it.
Yeah, that's,
right?
That's the situation. This
Which
guy's
is
got
Apple
us,
wants them to update, get the
so,
new stuff.
You know, so it's kind of like, okay, so I put the Outlook in. I didn't do the updates, so at least I've got a little bit of leverage here. But there, it's a classic scenario
right.
where I did nothing, and now said client will say, hey, you've got to come fix it. It was working fine. Come fix it for free.
Right.
I'm like, no, because I wasn't the cause of the problem.
Right.
It was working fine the last time I touched it. You know, so that's why I said there's certain people that I don't want to work with, and it's those kind of people, because I'm not going to say, you know, they're a bad person. They just simply don't understand
the nature of
how computers
of
and software works. And if they don't, then it's more of a headache for me to try and deal with them than it is simply not to work with them.
That's reasonable.
That's all.
That's reasonable.
So, you know, that's
as opposed to when I worked in the.
You know,
grocery store industry
and smash some
celery.
You just have to deal with it.
You just have to deal with it.
And
just smile and say thank you very much.
That's another reason why 11 years I'm self-employed is because I ran into situations. There's some clients that my old boss had that I was like, these guys are. I got an email.
I heard a beep.
Yeah, that's my iPhone.
Oh, we got an email. For the show.
Yeah, for the show.
They love it.
Oh, I have to say, we have a. Now that it's already half an hour into the show, the episode, we have a Matt and Pat exclusive that we won't divulge now, but you'll hear it at the end of the show somewhere.
It's so exclusive, I don't even know about it. Oh, wait, I do know about
you
it.
You do know what it
I
is.
Do know about
yeah,
it. Okay.
But we won't reveal what it is until the end of the show.
It's a special.
Maybe I'll cut in the little exclusive at the end of the show
It's a very special.
But so anyways, no, there were clients that were like totally lunatics. That I'm like, why in the hell are we working for this person?
Don't do it.
And it just comes down to, listen, I think if I recall correctly, my former boss, great guy, I think he was by himself, and then he started to get more work and needed people. And he brought in an office guy who turns out ended up ripping him off for, you know, all the years I worked for him.
Wow.
But, you know, it just came down to, hey, you know, now that you've got employees, you've got more expenses to pay, are you offering medical, are you offering this? So, you know, maybe it just comes down to, hey, we need to take this crazy guy because if we don't, we're not going to have enough money to pay everyone. That's perfect business sense, so I understand that. That's why after 11 years, I'm still self-employed.
And it's just you.
And I don't have any employees. Because
that's the way to go.
There was another situation I ran into where it was a company that my old company used to subcontract. Because when I started working with this guy, we only did Mac stuff. I knew a little bit about Windows at the time, but I hadn't really dove into it. And so, you know, that was like 1997, and good old Gil was the CEO of Apple, and we didn't know where the hell Apple was going to be going, right?
Oh, it was going down.
It was going down, and the 20th, what, anniversary Mac that was a pile of shit.
I remember that.
With the stupid screen. That
you know, if you have that, well, if you have that, I bet it's worth a lot of money, though, right now.
Maybe.
Just because of the historic value.
Maybe. But anyway, so he didn't know where the Apple market was going, so he wanted to get involved in PC stuff. And we started out by subcontracting this other company. And so they would come into some of our clients and area, and they would do PC work and stuff like that. And so, you know, after that kind of went south, we stopped working with them, and he brought in his own PC guys. So I learned a lot of my PC stuff from them. You know, just working with them, going on jobs with them, that sort of thing.
Hey, look, it's a PC.
And but what was really funny was that after my boss sold out his company to the larger nationwide consulting firm that bought us up, and I worked with them for 9 months, one of our main clients, who's my biggest client today, said, well, you know, we don't want to work with the new company that you guys have been bought out with, because they've come in and said, we're going to double your rates, whatever. So that client went to the old PC company that we used to subcontract and brought them in to do work and stuff like this. Well, it turns out, eventually, they let that company go because there was some internal problems happening between the company and the client.
Drama.
And, well, like, the owner of the company was getting involved with one of the employees of the client and stuff like this, whatever like this. And then so they dumped them off, and they called me and said, you know, hey, what are you up to these days? I'm like, well, the other company pink slipped me because they're a bunch of idiots. And they ended up pink slipping all of us over the course of like a year, including my ex-boss. And that was their business motto, was to gobble up little consultancies, bring us over so that...
And take their clients.
So that we would keep our clients happy and then fade us out. And that's exactly what they did. So it called me up and said, what are you doing? Oh, I'm on my own now. They said, you want to come work with us? I said, great, no problem. It was like literally a week of going out on my own.
And the rest is history.
But the thing was like within the first couple of weeks of working there, I started to see some stuff on the PC that the technician from our old subcontract company was using, and it turns out he was like stealing private pictures off chicks' computers and stuff.
Beto Bear.
And emailing them off. Yeah.
Wow.
And emailing them off to himself and stuff like this. And I found all this stuff, and I went to the girl, and I'm like, hey, you got to take a look at this, and you know, I'll be back. And I came back, and she was like in tears, right? Because all of her private photos, and this chick was a little, you know, she was going to the Playboy Mansion and stuff, and you know, she wasn't doing nude stuff, but she was scantily clad here or there or whatever.
Private is private.
It's private regardless. So anyways, so she was hysterical. Well, make a long story short, because it's already a long story. You know, the client sued the company.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
For the acts of the employee.
Nice.
And the company is no longer in business.
That's a win. Now, that's winning.
That's winning from the client side,
yes.
But also the poor company went under because of the actions of one dude.
Well, just poor management, though.
And they, well, right. I'm saying, you know, how are you going to know, right?
It's true.
So that's a fear factor for me. It's like, do I really want to jeopardize my livelihood?
No, you're doing fine just the way you are.
I'm doing fine. I'm still getting business, and I've handed out maybe 2 business cards in 11 years. 2. It's all word of mouth. Yeah. I got a new client yesterday.
Well, that's
I was at a client yesterday. Guy walks up, and I'm working on a computer, and he's like, oh, you know, you work. Yeah. He says, give me your card. I said, I don't give out cards. Give me your email address. Because to me,
people lose cards.
People lose cards. They sit on your desk.
I have a couple cards on my desk right now, and they're just sitting there.
You never call that number. You never look at that email address. You never type it into your computer to add it to your address book. I said, I don't hand out cards. Give me your email address. He does. I send him an email. It says, Matt Riggins, you know, blah, 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 blah. Has my email address, my phone number in it, website. And I said, there you go. Because that's people's storage filage system is their email.
It's true.
How many emails do you have in your inbox?
5,000.
Well, there you go. That's your storage box.
You know, and if I need to find somebody, I type in the name in the search.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that guy,
oh,
Matt.
Oh, there it is.
And there it is. You're not going to go, where'd that card go? And then you can't find. No.
No.
You don't. So, you know, my business strategy has always been to keep my overhead low. I don't have an office, right? I have my computer right here that we're sitting in front of, and I can write off rent. I don't have a business car. I can write off my car, right? Car payment, gas, whatever. you know, take clients out to eat. I can write that off.
Oh, when are we going to eat?
You know? So, you yes. know, that, you know,
see,
there
that's
go.
That's good. That's winning.
So anyways, that's why I'm self-employed.
That's good. Well, speaking of winning, well, unfortunately, the Kings lost game four.
I'm happy about that. You know why?
Why?
Because they're not freaking going to destroy downtown over there.
No riots in downtown.
Shoot. I mean, here's the deal. It's no different than the Lakers, right? Like, Lakers won at home. You know,
and it was a riotville.
It was pandemonium.
It was.
You know, and that's not too far away from
no.
me. But the but I remember one year they won away.
Yes.
And we had some like drunk people in bars, and that was it. So.
Oh, Lakers, so, Lakers.
So, but
what are they going
to
do?
But anyways, getting back to Kings, because yes. I don't want to go
well,
too much
okay,
of a
we'll
tangent
come,
there.
We'll come back to the Lakers in a moment.
You know, if they were what now in New Jersey or wherever the hell they're at, they're not here.
No,
they're not here. So thank God. If we
it's
win,
good for, it's good for traffic.
If we win, we'll have some people over there going.
I mean, I do hope they win.
I hope they win because that would be awesome. We've never won.
No, I don't believe we have.
They say we've never won a Stanley Cup.
No.
So we'll win a Stanley Cup, and it'll be a year where hockey actually wins and basketball doesn't.
Basketball is not a real sport.
It's not a real sport.
No, that's one of our. Well, this one person I know likes to say that.
The mutual, not mutual friend from last week's episode.
Yes.
Says that basketball is not a sport.
No. Don't tell Kobe that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw a great picture of Kobe. He's walking around, and he's got the face mask on that he was wearing when he busted his nose. And he's like, zombies ain't getting me.
He'll just be a black mamba on them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So,
so what are the Lakers going to do? Any idea? If you were the owner
Laker.
Of the Lakers, what would you do?
Oh man, well let's see. We traded Odom, and
well that seems like that was a good move in a way because he just kind of mentally fell apart.
Well, he mentally he excuse me.
I mean, I'm choked up about Odom as well.
He fell apart after the fact. I think. I mean, he wasn't a great player, but at least he was our
sixth man.
But they also traded D-Fish.
Yes. I think both those were... I'm going to say both those were bad choices.
I think they should have waited at least till the
yes.
season was over.
Yes. Especially with D-Fish.
Hey, you know what?
And he went off... They're making a run for it.
Making a run for it. More than the Lakers did.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, general management positions and they have to make hard decisions and stuff like this, but I think it was a really stupid decision.
I think it was a poor decision.
Because at the very least, even if we're not talking about performance or stats or whatever, it's a morale thing. And look how long Gasol was kind of like, you know, or even Kobe came out, are
yes.
you going to trade him or not?
Yes.
And that's the worst, just waiting.
Well,
you know, waiting
I think that's one of the big components of any professional athlete is, it, you know, the mental game of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Gasol wasn't playing well because why? Well, because he's worried about, am I going to get traded or not?
Right. Yep, that's right.
And they lose D-Fish, who was one of the real
core
glue.
Lakers.
He was one of the glue
yep.
factors
yep.
in the locker room.
Yep.
All his years of experience.
Yep, gone. He's gone, then suddenly yeah. Odom's gone, and then there's rumors about Gasol. You know,
how does that not affect you as a team?
I really gotta hand it to the Lakers. It's like
that they did as well as they did.
They did as well as you did.
You know, with a new coach.
With a brand new coach.
And then since, you know, one of the interesting things is because now they're one of the older age
yeah.
bracket
right.
groups.
Right.
They had to play all these back-to-back and just
yep.
because of the season.
Right. Yep.
So, I don't yep. know. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, well.
Oh, here's okay, Obama back in L.A. I'm going to already. Here, let's see. Oh, tickets, 2,500.
Oh, that's all?
There you go.
Hey,
2,500, and 300 people are expected to attend.
I'm going.
You know what? They need to make it 5,000. Just go big. Go 5,000.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it, I mean, yeah, I'm going.
And then here's...
I'm going to stand outside.
And then here's another one. Well, I guess he has a couple of them going on. 1,250. And, you know, you can go hear, you know, Obama tell jokes.
About his wife.
About his, you know, wife. I mean, shoot, you know, whether you agree with him or not, or what, I mean, come on, that's not cool.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's not cool.
I totally agree.
Just, lame.
He should do more. He should skateboard into more events.
Oh, man.
Or I sing some more songs.
Oh, dude. All right, well, here's this. Okay, here's sad news. Ray Bradbury.
Oh, yes.
Passed away.
Now.
And he was 91.
He was 91. God bless him. But, you know, at the same time, I do have... I can't say I'm totally 100% choked up about it.
Well, I mean, because he lived 91 years old.
No.
For 91 years.
No, because he was so anti-technology. You know, he was like... He said, you know, we have too many cell phones, we have too many e-books. So, from an old school... A guy who's 91...
I think there is some truth to that.
I think there's a little bit of truth to it. But,
I can appreciate that.
But he was pretty much on a standoffish, boycottish on it, and I'm kind of like, well, I'm kind of if anyone's the epitome of technology, it's me.
Yes. It's true.
I mean,
think of it this way, like, you know, we're doing our little podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, it's so easy to do that we can sit here and just. Babylon,
yeah,
and have a good time,
yeah,
and you know, I mean, that's technology. It's so easy that we can do it as a little hobby,
right? Yeah, yeah, right, exactly.
For
and
fun.
And that's what I'm saying. That's the only kind of beef that I always had with him, was he's very. I mean, he's but you know, to give him credit, he's very old school. You know, book and a fireplace, right?
Which I appreciate in life.
Yeah.
So I'm all for technology. I have my Apple stock. I like my Apple stuff.
Yeah, you're in the middle.
I'm more, you know, but I also...
I'd say Ray Bradbury's on this end,
yeah.
You're in the middle, and I'm on the other end.
I do want my fireplace and my cat on my lap.
Right.
And my good book.
Now, see, I would like that, too.
As opposed to a Kindle.
I would like that. Yeah, well, that's the thing. Funny enough, like, for me, it's like I've never been a book reader. I read, but I always read...
From the
web.
Right.
Right? Like, literally, I'll read a web page instead of reading it here.
Right. See, I'm different. I mean, I do read stuff on the web,
right,
obviously.
Right.
But there, I like the tangible, sensible aspect of a book. I mean, well, you know how many books I have.
Sure,
I have more books than I'll probably die and not read everything I have.
Right, or play with all your figures.
You know, or I mean, it's true. I need more bookshelves. I need to add on. And make a library room.
You should buy the house across,
you know?
Buy the houses on the other on the lot.
Well, they're almost done. They're almost done with the new. Behind where I live, their developer bought out this parcel of land that used to have like really awesome trees, and obviously a bunch of cool wildlife like owls and, you know, badgers and bears and lions. All, you know, so you had like all this cool stuff going on. Developer bought it out, tore it all down, and now he's putting up these two massive homes. And they're almost done with the one. So, my dream... I told you what my dream is.
Yeah.
If Johnny Knox, if you're listening...
Johnny Knoxville.
If you're listening, if I ever get enough money, I want to hire you guys out. Your jackass crew. And I'm going to buy those homes behind where I live. And you can just go to town. Destroy them and film it, right? So it'll be on Jackass, you know, 3D in 2000, you know, 35 or whatever it is, right?
Right.
That would be totally cool.
Yeah. Smash the house.
And then I could put my trees back up.
Did you ever see Jackass 3D? Did we watch that one? It's non-3D,
It's the third. Is it the third film?
Fourth?
I think we
third,
did. Yes. Third? I think yes. Yes.
I don't remember.
I do.
Oh, but you've never seen any of the episodes from the TV show.
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's where... This summer, we're going to have to watch those. Those are fun. And they're not as graphic.
Okay, I'm down with that. You know,
because I remember, it's MTV. It's a TV show,
okay.
So...
All right, I'm down with that. Well, one of the guys was hurt really badly in a fall.
Well, and Ryan Dunn died, too.
Well...
Oh, no. Ben Margera just recently.
Yes,
yeah,
recently.
He went over a 100-foot waterfall.
Yes.
In a tandem kayak with another dude.
Ugh.
And busted up half of his body.
That's crazy. But, you know, they're driving Lamborghinis. I mean, so there you go.
Hey, you know.
You know, they must be doing something right.
Whatever works.
Because they could buy the property behind the house and tear down the homes and film it.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't do that yet.
Nope.
I need to sell more iMoos. Lots.
iMoo, available on the iTunes Store.
Yeah, buy iMoo, so I can, like, bring back the wildlife and trees.
Panda Cub Productions, www.pandacubproductions.com.
Yes. What else? What else do I have? Oh, have you heard about this? Here we go. Okay, this is from, where is this from? ABC News. This is a blog from ABC News. And they're talking about swatting. I don't know if you heard about this. Okay.
As in using the stitch to
as in special weapons and tactics.
SWAT.
Right.
Okay.
So swatting. So what happens?
Swatting.
Okay. It says here a number of conservative bloggers allege that they have been targeted through the use of harassment tactics such as swatting, which means you're fooling the 9/11 operators into sending emergency teams to their homes in retaliation for posting what has been written. According to Senator from Georgia, Chambliss? What's his name? Chambliss? So basically, this article is talking about how conservative bloggers have been
targeted. Okay.
By individuals that don't like what they have to say or blog about.
Oh, and I see. So you say something, I don't like it. I call the cops,
yes,
and tell them to go to your house.
And you say, hey, you know, he has a gun and he's holding his family hostage.
Wow, isn't that like a felony?
And they send in the SWAT team and they bust down my door.
Nice.
And
there's nothing going on.
I'm like, hi, what's up? And they're like, well, we heard you have a gun and we're going to pop you.
Sounds like my neighbor.
Oh, unknown's calling me, so that must be Frank.
Oh, Frank? Oh, let's get him on the phone. Here, give me the phone. Here's what we can do. You better answer it.
Wait, I got it. Okay, wait.
Here,
is this...
you answer it.
Okay. Hello, is this Frank?
Yeah, I'm listening to Pat and Matt. That's actually a good show.
Hey, you're on the air, actually.
You're on the air right now, Frank.
I am? Oh.
If the mic is picking you up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hey, so I'm going off into cyberspace, and
you are,
and yeah. How far along are you in your in patent?
Well, we're probably about maybe the 35-minute, 45-minute range.
Oh, yeah, we're minutes.
We're at 52 minutes, Frank.
We got 8 minutes, so we'll talk to you.
8 minutes, okay. Well, hey, listen, Pat and Matt 1.0, I didn't even know about it until you told me about it, Patrick. It's awesome. It's like a stream of consciousness, and it's just like two dudes blabbering away just like we did at KXLU, KLMU, Patrick.
No, it was KXLU.
Oh, that's right. You guys used to have the radio show.
Well, Frank would show up for the FM.
That's right.
Well,
you had the
AM,
you had the radio show at LMU.
I did.
That's right.
Yes.
Cool.
So
I sort of invited myself to be Patrick's special guest host, uppity special guest host. It was classic Golden Mike Marconi Award radio, right, Patrick?
It was pretty good. Yes. So, Frank, let me ask, what are you up to for today?
Filling out paperwork for my new job.
Awesome.
Congratulations on your new job.
We were just talking about the unemployment numbers in Greece. They're close to 22%.
Greece is, oh, good Lord. It is what it is. They voted for the management that did that to them.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a big mess. No, it's true. I agree. They voted in.
No, that's what I'm just saying.
And that's the issue.
That's what I'm saying. The epitome of voting for someone and then going, oh, fuck.
Wait. There's another thing. You guys gotta call me back. My phone card is gonna crap out in like 2 or 3 minutes.
All right, we'll try to, Frank.
No. Call me again. We're just getting going. Good.
All right.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
You have like 30 seconds
like
left. So this is like almost like dead air type of a thing, right? Like with your phone card.
Yeah, so I figured, Patrick, you would just have me direct to voicemail so this call wouldn't even get to you much.
Well, I knew you were calling because it said unknown. You're unknown, Frank.
And the nice lady just said I have 1 minute remaining on this call. So we'll talk it out and then you call me back immediately, all right?
All right.
All right. What else were you like discussing during this Pat and Matt show?
Who the heck is Mike? Who's Mike?
Who's Mike?
Who's Mike and what? Like, what's the deal with him?
Your blood sugar's low.
Your blood sugar's low. Well, you need to eat some chicken McNuggets.
Get a glucose tablet there before you pass out.
Have some chicken. Have some chicken.
Yeah, go get some food, Frank.
All right, we're going to let you go, Frank.
Huh?
We're going to let you go.
All right, but call me back. Call me back. I want to put out the remaining 5 minutes of your show.
All right.
Are you really going to do this, or are you shitting me?
I'm probably shitting you,
Frank. Yeah, you're an asshole.
Wow. You're calling me. I think it's time to hang up, Frank. Goodbye. All right, there goes Frank.
That was awesome.
I love Frank.
That's why I love this podcast already. Because Frank calls us and he's like, I love the Matt and Pat show.
And then I'm an asshole.
4 minutes later, you're an asshole.
I think he has bipolar condition. He's just mad because he's, you know, he wants to be the star.
Oh, man.
Frank is classic.
Well, we're coming up on 4 minutes. Do we want to do our exclusive thing? And
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
So,
from one extreme to the next.
Matt and Pat, exclusive audio.
And we don't even know what's on this.
So, last episode, we were talking about DDF, and we said, oh, we'll have DDF on as a special guest, but fortunately, he's working today.
I don't think we'll have Frank on as a special guest for a while.
I would love to have Frank on as a special guest.
Yeah, we'll get Frank in.
So instead of, and so since Dave is working today and he's not at DDF and he's not able to be live on the show that's not live, he recorded some audio for us and we're going to play it now. And neither of us have heard this, so I have no idea what the hell's we're about to play.
We just have to preface it by saying it's DDF.
All right, here we go. Oh, and he sent two, actually. Here we go. Okay.
Hey, this is DDF coming at you live. I don't even know if this is recording.
That's awesome.
How are you all doing today? I hope you all are doing well. I'm sure this will be used to make a lot of fun of me.
No, he's doing really well.
Is it here? I think so. I live in upstate New York, and I'm a very happy man.
I guess he's looking for a date.
Had a migraine yesterday, and I like women with big breasts.
That is definitely DDF.
I don't know what else to say?
That's our friend DDF. There he is. That sums him up.
I guess that's it for now.
That's brilliant. Oh, I miss DDF. I miss DDF. He needs to come back to LA. He does.
Oh, am I red yet?
Yeah, you are crying tears.
Oh my God.
That is classic DDF. And he had his, you know, he's totally going for the, radio host voice too. Because he normally doesn't even sound like that, right? So he's all trying to sound all...
Wait, you sent him another one. Here you go. Need more? Let me know.
All right, here's part two of DDF.
Yeah. Let's see if he sent us the same one.
Okay. This is brilliant.
Oh, this is awesome.
Hey, this is DDF coming at you.
He sent the same one twice. Nice.
Wow. Yeah, see, he's all trying to do his radio voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't even sound like that in person.
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all. Wow.
So I think we should end on that note, and we won't even call Frank back.
We'll just let...
You want to call Frank back?
No.
No, I don't either. Not after you call
I Frank. Do want to call Frank back, but next episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next week, or whenever the hell we
do
episode 3.
We'll just let him stew.
Yeah.
You know?
He's got like 10 seconds left on his phone card, so... Alrighty, well, we're off to watch Harry Potter 6, 7, and 8.
And John Carter.
And John Carter as well. So everyone out there in the internet's land, have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next episode.
Excellent.
Alright, take care.
Bye-bye.